Take care of our own, wherever this flag is flown. Talk about a guy with conviction. Springsteen. Hey, welcome back. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. I'll be here for the rest of the week. And Matt's taking a well-deserved rest, a few days off from the radio show, getting up early every day to bring you entertainment and information on the radio. Hey, if you want to join us, feel free. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We've been discussing a few different topics today, mainly, of course, what's going on in Ukraine, the Russia invasion, a campaign of murder in Ukraine. And we've been talking about whether it's time to stop buying oil from Russia here in the United States, and maybe it's time to start pressuring the European Union into boycotting the Russian oil and natural gas that they rely on. Are we there yet? If you have an opinion on that, feel free to give us a call, and we'll get back to the phone lines in just a minute. Let me give you a little bit of information on this story here that posted this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Molly Beck. As you probably know, the Republicans, not only in Wisconsin, but in several states, are saying the election, the presidential election over a year ago, was rigged. There were problems. There were inconsistencies. Well, now, Milwaukee County DA becomes second prosecutor, declining to charge state election commissioners over nursing home votes. And I'll get just a little bit of this before we go back to the phone lines. We're lining up quite a few calls. Dateline Madison, it says a second, the county prosecutor has declined to charge state election commissioners with felony crimes recommended by the Racine County Sheriff over guidance the officials issued to help nursing home residents vote during the most threatening months of the coronavirus pandemic. A prosecutor in Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm's office cited a lack of evidence and jurisdiction in a letter he sent Monday to Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmalling, who asked Chisholm to prosecute Wisconsin Election Commission members and county residents Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson. Quote, these public servants acted in good faith to protect our most vulnerable elderly citizens at the height of pre-vaccine COVID outbreak while protecting their right to vote. Craig Mastantuono, hope I said that right, an attorney representing Jacobs and Thompson, said in a statement. Schmalling recommended the charges after investigating how voting was conducted in a Racine County nursing home and concluded some residents should not have voted based on his interviews with the residents' family members and staff at the facility. In his analysis, Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Matthew Westfall said the office's review did not find evidence to support Schmalling's conclusions. So there you have it. Again, nothing going on there. No evidence of fraud, cheating, rigging the vote, etc. Just trying to help some people in a nursing home cast their ballot. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and see who we got. First is Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, how you doing today?
Great. Great to hear from you. Wisconsin did have huge election fraud with fraudulent electoral voters. Dan Gabelman was part of a fraudulent investigation. We have to have a countersuit on that. We can't just lay down and play dead. These guys have to be charged. I mean, I'm not making this up. If you want some factual evidence, you have to talk to Matt Flynn, being an attorney. I know he can give us the lowdown how to go about doing it. And if the state doesn't want to do it, it could be done on a statewide referendum.
Yeah, Good idea. I support that 100%. And I'm sure Matt will have something to say when he gets back to his show. So feel free to call him when he gets back. Let's discuss it. And I think that's a great idea. We should countersue because there was nothing there to begin with. But the fact that the sheriff said that there was something there may have something to do with that. But I agree with you, Bill. Thank you for calling. Hey, let's go to Dave in Mequon. Dave, how are you today?
Very well, Stu. Good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. Really quickly, so I've been talking with Matt on this subject with the Ukraine-Russia situation, China, for the last few weeks. What concerns me is this, is that according to Reuters, February 4th, China and Russia disagreed to a 30-year deal of natural gas going from Russia to China. And if we were to sanction, which I think we should, by the way, Russian oil, the Chinese are going to be more than willing to take it. They'll take all of it. There is a strong coordination between the two countries. You know, people are talking about the Visa, MasterCard pulling out. Well, now the Russians are actually using, I forgot the name of the company in China, which is, you know, comparable. But that's what they're doing. And they're using, you know, cryptocurrencies and other things. And so basically what's happening is that the sanctions, while it looks good, and it is crippling the Russian economy to quite an extent, they're already making alternatives to strengthening ties with China. And I also, I'm extremely concerned, I brought this up to Matt last week, the fact that the Russians are leading the negotiations for the United States with Iran getting back into a nuclear deal is beyond me. It's just crazy. So, you know, again, we have a lot of crazy people doing crazy things in China, and Russia is basically, I view, as the new Japan, Germany of the 21st century, with very different ideas as to who's going to be ruling the world and be. I think this is a authoritarianism versus liberty type of battle at this point. And they see, hey, you know.
Dave, let me interrupt you because we're going to go to break in just a few minutes, and I've got a ton of phone calls I want to get to. But let me stop you here and just say that I have agreed with you on this phone call more than I think I've ever agreed with you on any phone call you've ever made to me. So I'm happy to see that we're kind of getting a little closer in our policy thinking. I agree with you. It's time to start the sanctions. Anything else you want to say before you go?
Yes, I would just say this. I also think we should not be buying Iranian oil, Saudi Arabian oil, or Venezuela oil.
That is that right?
Out of the equation as well. Yes.
Wow, that's worth discussing. So we'll have to take that up at some point, maybe later this week, tomorrow or something. I appreciate you calling, Dave. Thank you for the call. You're welcome to call anytime. Always great to hear from you. We have several callers on the line right now. Let's go to CJ in Madison. CJ, what do you have to say today?
Yes, good morning, Stu. Dave was certainly correct on all those issues. And that's what bothers me is that this president begging OPEC, Saudi, Venezuela, and Iran to produce more oil while he shuts down our fossil fuel because as we watch the prices rise and this president tries to lead from behind, the Biden-Harris administration is the reason this invasion happened. Their weakness in Afghanistan was watched by Putin. Stu, you can get frustrated, but that's the truth.
All right, CJ, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. It's the weakness of Biden that's causing the whole problem. I hear you, man. I certainly don't agree with that, but I hear you. Let's go to Mark from the SAC before we go to the break. Mark, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I hear you, CJ. I hear you. It's guys like you talking about how weak the Biden administration is, and people have been undermining the Biden administration and undermining democracy itself in the support of Donald Trump that has made you know, that probably emboldened Russia. Because let's remember, you know, Ron Johnson spent the 4th of July in 2018 over in Russia kissing the ring of Vladimir Putin, talking about how Ron Johnson didn't trust RCA, didn't trust this. And perhaps if Donald Trump hadn't pulled us out of the accords with Iran, that we wouldn't be having some of the problems we have today, because that was, you know, maintaining some type of control over Iran's, you know, nuclear bomb ambitions at the time. That we can't, you know, that if Biden was so horrible and so, you know, that in Afghanistan, the pullout of Afghanistan was due to the fact that Donald Trump signed an agreement with the Taliban, had them release 5,000, the worst of the worst. And we hear the people talking about, oh, the 13 Americans that were killed during the evacuation, during a terrorist bombing, as being, you know, Biden's fault, and Biden didn't care about them or anything like this. Yeah. People were getting killed in Afghanistan, you know, on a daily basis for pretty much the entire occupation we had in Afghanistan.
And now the war is over. The United States is out of that war, finally. You know, it's hard to believe. And, Mark, you brought up several good points there, especially about the Iranian deal and how Trump got us, you know, ruined that whole thing. But, Mark, thanks for calling. We got to go to a break. We'll have one more segment on the other side of this. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. Steve Daniels filling in today.